structures that are based on authority and dominance will try to will just normally act without anybody even thinking about it to block such tendencies. Now, sometimes they think about it, like in these in the manuals of the public relations industry. They think about it very hard. But, you know, they're putting out billions of dollars a year to control the public mind. You better think about what you're doing. But most of the time, you don't think about it. You're just part of it. You know? Like, you don't think about the fact that when you go through school, you're being trained for obedience and passivity. But I think if you look back, you'll probably, at least if you're like my experience, will recognize that that happened. And when you watch television, let's say, you know, some sitcom, you don't think, well, I'm being exposed to the Mohawk Valley formula. But you are. I mean, that's the picture of life that's presented day after day after day on, you know, like people have personal problems or something like that, but nothing that would bring them together to work for some, you know, to struggle against the new spirit of the age. I mean, what's the last time you saw a sitcom about that? And in fact, what you get is this, this stuff that flows out of the PR industry, very consciously, you know. I mean, in that case, it's mostly conscious.